Right. I'm not sure what the date is. What's the date today?
17th.
It's 17th of December, and I'm here at Harry Zanella's house. With, I'm going to identify everybody by name. I can bleep them out later if they wish, but...
I'm silly, he's
asleep upstairs.
He lives with someone who works SSE, yes?
What's her name?
The drawing chick.
American chick. He lives with a number of people, and we're here at his house. He's asleep upstairs. It's the 17th of December. Yeah, he's still... I didn't know this. I was just given this address and told the guy, it's Atkins' house. Come to Atkins' house at this address. What do you know? It's Harry's house, and he's still here. Life is good. And also, we've got Matthew Kavanagh. We've got Sarah Stiles. We've got Justin Manol, or however you pronounce his surname. I can't remember his name. We've got Oscar Dunscombe. We've got this guy over here who also works at the SSE. There's a whole bunch of bamboo. I had a very profound night on acid here with Harry Zanella. I can remember the bamboo is making me flash back to this incredible... We watched Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas on shitloads of liquid acid that we scored randomly from this stranger, from this bunch of people who are basically trying to lose us. Like, these people, we're going to a warehouse party and we've got these two losers following us. How can we lose them? I know, we'll give them a bunch of liquid acid. And, oh God, they lost us.
Everyone wins in that situation, though.
Yep, everyone wins. We won, they won, everyone's happy, and that's always good. Matthew Kavanagh, I'm going to hand the phone over to you now, and I'd like you to talk. I'd just like to point out that if you go to my private Facebook account, my religious views are Matthew Kavanagh, and there's a reason for that. Not to set it up, so it's really hard for you or anything, but...
This is Harry, yeah?
This is Harry's house. No, this is me recording.
Oh, in which case I've got no obligation to talk to anyone particularly.
Don't have any obligation. I'll send it to you, and if you don't want me to post it to my blog, I won't. You can say what you
want. Oh, the world is my blogosphere at this point, but it seems like I have the okay to speak about whichever I wish to speak about.
We can bleep out the bad part.
Bleep out? Oh, I shouldn't drop the C-bomb or anything like that. In which case, like a Velada, which point it'd be good to say something utterly profound, but at which point I'm suddenly lost.
Suddenly lost. I don't know, this house, this bamboo, we had an incredible acid night. And pinnacled by Harry saying, you know what we should do? We should watch Terry Gilliam's film of Hunter S. Thompson's Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Ooh.
And we watched that at the peak of an acid trip. And, you know...
That's bad news, though. You got a woman having sex with a polar bear.
It introduced a very dark vibe, to the trip. But at the same time, it worked out all right. At the end of the night, we hugged and shook hands and said, we've shared something very dark but beautiful this evening and today and the night before. Harry Zanella, love your work. Taking him, love your work. And that was all.
He's in the house, but he's asleep at this point.
Asleep upstairs. One day we'll get him back.
Mr. Harry.
Harry Zanella.
Sure, this one?
Yeah, that's all.
Oh
my God, it's Nicholas Jack Burke. Oh. Got this phone upside down. I'm talking. Oh, I told Sokoroff for doing this. Nicholas Jack Burke, hello.
Hello, how are you doing?
We did this before.
We have done this before.
You know how
in
to
New
do
York,
it.
Now we're doing it in Melbourne.
We're going to do it again.
Yes. Right, how are you?
If it's still recording, is it still recording? Because I'll tell you what, at the dinner party, last dinner party, you guys both came to dinner party one.
Yes.
Yep. Dinner party
DP1.
DP2 also went off, but and I recorded some audio. But I fucked up. I forgot to save it. And so it was lost forever.
But now we are saving it.
I'm not going to make that mistake again.
No.
So talk.
What should we talk
about? Profound, Nick.
Nick, how's your night been? Berkey, how's your night been?
It's been pretty good. The Social Research Centre Christmas party was a piece of shit. It was incredibly horrible.
It was offensive.
At the risk of sounding like a fucking hippie.
She cried during Sam Heritage's bit.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that.
It was not fun for anybody, really.
It really wore you out.
And then we went to Prudence, and everybody came to Prudence, and Prudence became the place to be, and it was good fun.
I found that a bit weird for a while.
No, I found it good fun.
Yeah, it was fun, but then...
I wasn't initially sold on this whole marquee event in the park with catering and limited alcohol, but you know what? I'm actually a fan. I'll like that. I'll press the like button on that one. I think it worked out.
Narrowed things down to the point of which most people didn't come. Only the hardcores were there. Those sad bastards who would hold the flag high.
Only the hardcores, only the people that actually mattered were there.
True.
Yeah. Whoops. No, Karen, I'll pay that. Marquee event in the park, I think, went off. I was
really?
Cynical. I was like...
I thought it was shit house.
No. No music. But I found a radio under a tree, which I thought would probably be dead because the rain had fallen on it, but it was still working.
Non-event in the world.
It wasn't as good. Elements missing, but we made up for it by going to Prince later.
Yeah.
unlimited alcohol in a pub. I'd like a vodka sunrise for free. Can you give me six of them?
I'd like to go to a pub where they had a free tab. That's what I wanted.
Yeah.
And
Karen, if you're listening, if you read my blog.
Yeah. Karen, fuck off. I hate you. Is that a bit mean?
Oi, bitch.
Hey, what happened last year, man? How bad was it last year? Did you guys... Was it really that bad that you fucked it up for everyone else? Or was it an overreaction on their half?
It was total overreaction. There were two people that ruined it. Someone drew something on a window.
I heard that Julia bashed someone.
No. Oh, that's been Chinese whispers. She was caught smoking weed in the car park.
Last year, someone tried to fight Julia.
Someone tried to fight Julia and Julia bashed them.
No, that didn't even happen. Boom.
Really? She bashed someone?
No, apparently. That didn't
happen. Didn't get fired for it. But
no, this is last year. The car park. All right, this is before I was there, man. This is what I hear.
Yeah,
on the rumor mill.
Who knows?
On the grapevine.
Like primary school, but with more nights being passed.
Yes.
Let's share beers and
yeah, there's a lot of bullshit passed around the SRC. You never have any idea what's actually true. And what is just complete bullshit.
And you know what? That's what I liked about it. I used to work there, which I don't anymore.
It's a nice wake-up. It's a nice wake-up call from reality.
Wake-up call from reality. What's true and what isn't?
Fuck that, man. What's true is what's true. What's true is what's true. You only got to really wake up when you get outside of reality, man.
What a fine time.
I don't know how much of this is going to play. I'm going to have to send... Okay, no, just help. Oscar. Fucking Stephen. No, he didn't say anything, so he's all right. No needing to submit it for Stephen. He was just sitting there quietly laughing at all the jokes. And, so he's all
right.
Nicholas Berg, Matthew Kavanagh. You must send it to these people and they will tell you if it's all right to post to your blog. They may advise. And I should stress this, Kavanagh, especially. Like, because I know that you're a man who values privacy and, you know...
Hey man, what's up? How you doing? Sorry to wake you up.
I'll send it to you. If you want me to bleep out bits or you want me to just tell me and I'll do it. But I'd like to use this audio. That's all.
Yeah, I don't want Matt Cap to steal it.
That's all.